G'day, it's Timbo Reid here from the Small Business Big Marketing Show. I'm launching a mastermind series and I'm really excited by it. And I thought, what better way for me to share the details with you, the motivated small business owner, than to have my very good friend James Schramko interview me all about it. So here's a little interview we did that explains everything and how it can help grow your business through some really, really smart marketing.
You're putting together a mastermind at the moment. I wonder if you can just tell us a bit about how that came about.
Cool. Well, it's called the Small Business Big Marketing Deep Dive Mastermind. And it came about for so many reasons. But the major one is I'm sitting here in a hotel room in Brisbane in the middle of doing a roadshow for a company where I'm traveling to about 9 different destinations and doing a roadshow in front of many hundreds of small business owners. And I'm just seeing time and time and time again, when I share some marketing nuggets with them, their eyes just open wide. And it's reminded me of just how much the marketing world has changed and just how much time we as small business owners don't spend diving deep down into some of those nuggets that are just below the surface.
You love your marketing stuff, don't you?
I do, mate.
You came from an agency background, right?
I did. And it set me up well, but I love small business now. Agencies allowed me to work with big clients, and I like to work with small ones. So look, I've created this Deep Dive Mastermind series. Here's why. You know when you dive into the ocean or dive into a pool or whatever you want to dive into, and you do that shallow dive and you cover a lot of ground and it feels really good? You know that dive?
Yep.
Well, the shallow dive allows you to cover a lot of ground, but you don't go deep down. And so often you're diving over, you're racing over really important parts of your business. Now, marketing is a critical part of any business, I believe. And the idea of the Deep Dive Mastermind series is that we do deep dive. We deep dive into key aspects of people's business in the mastermind group and really get stuck into them. We don't do the shallow dive over them and just kind of briefly acknowledge them. But in this mastermind series, it's going to be an opportunity for everyone in the group to put their hand up and say, I want to talk about this aspect of my marketing. And then we deep dive into it and really sort it out.
Nice. So why are you doing it now? Like, what's triggered this for you?
Yeah, well, this roadshow that I'm doing just reminded me of the stuff that maybe I've accumulated over having interviewed 108 really successful marketers over the last 3 years on the Small Business Big Marketing Show. At the heart of it, James, I just believe there's never, ever been a better time to market a small business. It's unbelievable the opportunities that we as small business owners have at our disposal. We just need to know what they are. You know, the power of a mastermind group really excites me. It's time to pull all that together and bring a small group of people together to really kind of firsthand look at each other's marketing problems, challenges, opportunities. And I really love the idea of putting together, it's almost like a board of directors. You know, as small business owners, we don't have boards of directors. Many of us don't. Some small businesses do, but many of us don't. So I like the idea of bringing together a group of people who we can all kind of help each other along the way, facilitated by me.
I guess it's, you know, with your show, you're obviously speaking to a lot of experts, so you must be just soaking in business knowledge all the time. Although it's intimate and it's a great medium, the audio, I guess speaking to actual live people and having responses and being able to flex your marketing muscle must be a bit exciting.
It is. You know, like, unbelievable. Having spoken to 108 as we record this, 108 successful small business owners over the last 3 years, having received hundreds of listener questions over that time as well, I've really got a sense of what's possible and what people are thinking. And I really want to exercise in this Deep Dive Mastermind series. And the other thing too, by the way, before we go on, is that small businesses can be a lonely place. When you've got no one to bounce an idea off, when you've got no one to tell you whether you're right or wrong, when you've got no one to talk to, you know, we get so stuck into the nuts and bolts of our business that we kind of forget to smell the roses.
So Timbo, when you're putting together this thing. You're an industry expert. You've got a stack of experience because you speak to so many people. Mm-hmm. You feel that it's the time for you to get more intimate. How do you actually select the people that you attract to this mastermind? Who would be the perfect candidate?
Yeah, love it. Love that question because it's actually...
Am I doing well? This is weird hearing you doing all the talking.
Quite extraordinary. look, perfect candidate. Here's the thing. Whenever I'm creating marketing materials, like I am doing right now, I always have my perfect client front and center. And I've actually got a name for my perfect client. He's a real person. His name's Darren. I call him Dazza. And he gets the best out of me and I get the best out of him. So whenever I'm creating something, I have Dazza in mind. And Dazza is the type of person that will really, really benefit from this Deep Dive Mastermind group. Let me describe Dazza for you. He's a really successful small business owner. He's motivated. He's happy with where he is, but he really wants to ramp it up to that next level. He's got a real respect for marketing as a key business building tool. And he'd see himself as sort of that beginner to intermediate level of marketer. Great business owner, you know, runs his business really well, knows he could be doing better marketing. He's not afraid to have a crack. You know, he's always willing to try something new and not spank it if it doesn't work. He's the kind of guy who'll kind of make that change, make that alteration and try again. He also openly admits that he doesn't know everything and happily sort of says, puts the hand up and rings me often and says, hey, Timbo, you know, what do you reckon about this? What can I do? You got any ideas for me? That's who this mastermind group's ideally suited to. You've got to have a business. You've got to have cash flow. You've got to have a positive attitude.
Right. I like that. You've really got a clear idea of who your customer is. I'm guessing that this is the kind of thing you're teaching people in the mastermind.
Correct. Oh, well, that right there, that whole idea of having your perfect customer front and center whenever you're creating marketing materials. Marketing's what you do when you can't go see someone, James. That's what it is, mate. So, you know, the more you personalize it, the better.
So is it fair to say that people will probably judge your programs and services based on the way that you're even communicating it to them?
Part of this Deep Dive Mastermind is that you will come behind the scenes of my businesses. I'm not going to hold back. There's no secrets. You know, you get to see how I do what I do with small business, big marketing, with my keynote speaking business, my podcasting business, any part of my business now and previous years, I'm happy to reveal.
Right. So I guess there's two things in that. One is that when you're running a mastermind, you have to be prepared to share a bit of yourself, and you're going to get bonded to the people and reveal stuff. That's part of the deal. They're paying for behind the scenes access. Mm-hmm. But secondly, you probably should be attracting people who are on the same sort of topics that you specialize in. Do you sit down and list them out? Do you make a big deal out of what they would be?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's be really clear. The Deep Dive Mastermind series is about... it's about branding. It's about better marketing practices. It's about getting your message right and then putting in the right mediums. It's about getting more customers and retaining those customers. It's about local area marketing ideas. It's about improving your sales funnel. It's about being more productive. And it's about innovation. So they're the kind of areas that this mastermind group will deep dive into. So if any of those areas are of interest, then the mastermind group is for you. And the way it works is it's not me presenting on those topics. Let's be really clear about that. It's about, let's call it a virtual round table, James, where we literally meet on a weekly basis and we go around that virtual table. I'll start the discussion off, but then we go around the virtual table and every single person within the mastermind gets an opportunity to talk about their business, ask questions of me and of the group. And it's that power of the group that really excites me.
Nice. But they've got your experience to draw on, but you're actually really focusing on their business. And I guess from that format, there's two things that appeal to me about that format, and I've experimented with this as well, and I actually have chosen the same format, a weekly check-in. I've been studying about Willpower lately in this great book, and it said that the more often you monitor something, the more control you have and the more success you have in things being implemented. Yep. So that makes sense.
Big time.
And you're able to open this to people from anywhere in the world, technically, mm-hmm. if you're going to do it in a time zone that suits.
Absolutely. Yeah. Just as long as you tick the boxes of that criteria I went through earlier, then where you are is not so relevant.
Now, what do you have to offer to them for them to see value in this? I haven't asked you how much it costs yet, but I'm more interested to find out what would someone expect to get from it? Like, what's the promise? Or I guess you have to craft some kind of an offer.
Yeah. Well, here's what I want to deliver as a result of this mastermind group. I've coined this phrase like a real marketing confidence. I want people who join this group to develop a real confidence in the way they go about building their brand. Because you actually build a brand. You don't just go and buy one. You register a business, you build a brand. So there's a marketing confidence. But let's be commercially real. This mastermind group, I want to deliver more inquiry to those who attended. I want more client satisfaction, more client retention for those business owners that are on the group. Easier sales process. One of the things that I've found with the way I've gone about marketing my business is I prefer marketing over sales. So I spend a lot of time getting my marketing right so that when someone approaches me, they feel as though they know me through the podcast and through my speaking and through all those other things I do.
You must be getting people come to you all the time from even just the podcast. I mean, you're like the most popular marketing podcast on iTunes in Australia. So that's saying something, isn't it?
I love getting letters from listeners, which happens more and more, saying, hey, Timbo, it's such and such. I feel like I know you. And that's really powerful. And that's the result of having done the marketing that I'm going to share as part of this mastermind group. Solid ideas from me and the rest of the group is another output they can expect, James. And just that whole group power is, bringing together like-minded individuals. I don't think that can be underestimated.
Do you still do one-on-one consulting?
I try and avoid it. I'm doing a little bit, but I'm not offering it going into the future. The mastermind group is where I want to take 2013 for my business as a major part. I do a lot of keynote speaking. I do a lot of podcasting, and I want the mastermind series to be a really another major part of what I do. So no one-on-one.
I remember from one of our episodes, we were talking about SEO for one of your keynote speaking packages, but you charge for that, right?
Yeah, I do. Absolutely. So,
how much would someone pay to hire Timbo to come and speak to their event?
For me to give a keynote around small business marketing will be anywhere between, it'll start at $4,000.
That's just one session.
Correct. That's an hour keynote.
So if you're meeting with these people every single week,
mm-hmm. It won't be $4,000. I promise.
It's not?
No.
Because they're sharing you, I guess.
They're sharing
good value.
You. Absolutely. Which is kind of good too, because we bring in that power of the group. On a weekly format, we're going to meet on a weekly call via a webinar, that virtual round table. I'm starting it off in order to get this baby up and running for $399 recurring per month. James.
Per month,
yep.
Not per week.
Nope.
Okay, so this is like the foundation. Do you envisage that increasing in price?
Real quick. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That makes sense. So you've got like a founder's rate.
Founder's rate, they'll always have it. Yep, you buy in at that rate, you'll always have it. $399 a month, that covers every single weekly session.
How many people do you expect would be in something like this when you're putting together group sizes? Have you anticipated a size?
Yeah, there won't be a group. The founding group, or I don't see any group in the future being bigger than 15.
Okay. Well, so if you have more than that, you might just start another group.
Start another one. I will get this one set in stone first before I'll take a waiting list on a second or a third.
Right, so it's one only when you start.
Yeah.
That makes sense because, the way I look at it, and when I started doing consulting for customers, I think the first customers I had got tremendous value. I just delivered like 10 times more. Then probably was necessary because I was so interested in making it a winner. Mm. I bet you're going to be doing the same thing.
Yeah, this is really important to me.
I'm interested if you put any sort of filters on it. Like, do you just take anyone if they've got the money, or do they go through some sort of process of approval?
If you are listening and you're going, you know what, Deep Dive Mastermind sounds like a really good thing. Here's what you need to do. And if you tick one of these boxes, don't bother doing it, because there is some filters, James, and there are people that it's just not going to work for. So how about I cover that and then I say how to action it.
So how do you arrive at the filters? I'm interested in that process, and you can tell us what they are.
How I arrive at the filters is going, okay, well, this isn't for everyone, and for it to be successful for both those attending and for me to run, there needs to be a certain type of person in it, and there also needs to be a certain type of person not in it. So the certain type of person that won't make it is someone who's kind of down to their last dollar in their business. They're kind of a bit desperate, and kind of this is their last ditch effort to make their business work. I can't work with those people right now. I want people who are motivated, as I said before. I want those Darrens of the world. And there's a wonderful little trick, or I don't know what you'd call it, a little exercise, but the sentence, opportunity is now here, as a string of letters, can also be read as opportunity is nowhere, James.
That's like the glass thing.
Yeah, that's right. Glass is half full, glass is half empty. I want people who read the letters opportunity is now here as exactly that, not opportunity is nowhere. So I want those people who are going to have a real crack, and not those ones who are down to their last dollar. In order for me to determine whether you are going to benefit from the mastermind, simply go to deepdivemastermind.com and you will find my contact details there. You can get me via Skype, phone, email. You can hit me up on Facebook or Twitter as well. All those details will be there. And all you need to do is say, hey, I'm interested, and we'll book a time for a quick discovery call where you can ask me any questions and I can ask you some questions, and then we can get going.
Tim, this sounds like a lot of fun and a good opportunity for someone if they're a Dazza.
If they're a Dazza, absolutely. A Dazza or a Dazzleri for it's boys and girls.
Oh, I hope one day you invite me along to eavesdrop on your mastermind and maybe share some stories.
You are always welcome,
James. I'll tell them what really happens on our shows.
Yeah, good on you.
All right. Well, I'll let you go, Timbo. Thanks very much, and have a great mastermind.
Thanks, James.